The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 7:05 today on the 3rd of July, the day before Independence Day, the birth of our country. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's off this morning. We'll be back. But I'm here with Ashley.
Good morning.
Our main engineer and producer.
With a really
the one coffee. That fixed the sender the other day, the streamer the other day by unplugging it.
With help. we had to go national,
With directions from Minnesota. Because we have a special streamer.
Yes.
One of the,
We're just lucky.
Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like for our 4th of July weekend?
So we're looking at a high of 94 today, and that's going to be the coolest for a while. Tomorrow, a high of 97, but we should be cooling off a little bit by the time the fireworks start. 101, we're hitting triple digits Friday and Saturday. But looks like we have a bit of a cooling period and a little bit of clouds over the second half of the weekend, with a high of 92, 89 then on Monday, and then 96 on Tuesday as things start to warm back up next week.
Sounds good. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and also Chuck and Judy of this program, where if you you survived the car fire, but you lost your home, but you're out there rebuilding out there with on an RV or a trailer, they're put a 120-gallon propane tank next to your place there, free, no charge, and fill it up with propane at very, very, very good prices, less than they pay, because this is their way of helping to give back for those people that survived the fire. It's been a year, but people are back on their property. So this is one, some of the things they're doing. So give them a call, 365-3793. Anybody called in yet? Okay, I'm expecting a phone call. So here's what I did yesterday.
He's on.
Oh, he's on.
Yes, that, was, that was a nod. Sorry, I may or may not have had coffee cake in my mouth when you asked.
I see. I didn't see it written in that piece. On that whiteboard that you always write it on.
For special guests that you're expecting, I don't always do it.
Okay. Hey, Baron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine. Hey, tonight's the big night.
Tonight is. Anderson Explodes, always on July 3rd. This is our 27th year for Anderson Explodes. It started actually back in the day, 27 years ago, in Anderson River Park, and then slowly got moved over with fire dangers and other things over to
Shasta
District
Fairgrounds,
where it is now.
Now, it's been, so it looks like it's going off tonight, though. And
yeah,
the reason I say that is because of, you know, the fire dangers at times that we've had to postpone some of these.
Yes, we've had, over the years, we've actually had to postpone. What I'm being told is twice. I was actually here for one of those.
Okay.
When we moved here. But, yeah, it's been postponed twice. That I'm aware of.
Well, that was for safety reasons, but we're fine tonight, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. So we're looking at what I'm being told is about 94 degrees, winds only at 3 miles an hour. So, yeah, tonight's going to be a great night. The fairgrounds opens at 4 p.m. this afternoon. And just so we're clear, there is a $5 parking charge, and that goes to the Anderson FFA kids. They do all the parking so that we don't get double stacked and triple stacked, and they just control the parking, which has been great. They've been doing it for years. Gates open at 4 p.m. It's absolutely free to get into the fairgrounds, so come on in. There's going to be food vendors there, food trucks, I should say, and some food vendors. And then, of course, the 4-H FFA barbecue goes on. That's all that money raised, $10 a plate, goes back to the 4-H and FFA clubs in Shasta County. So that's been going on for years. And it's always great to give back to our kids. So that goes on. And then at 7 o'clock, we have an opener. And then at 8 o'clock, Mark Wills goes on, country artist Mark Wills. He just actually got inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in January. So we're excited to have him in town.
sounds like a great, great time. So, so people need to get there about what time?
Last year, by 6:30, the parking lots were full, and people started parking in town and walking in. So I would suggest people get there by 6 o'clock for sure, because otherwise the parking won't get full. And you'll, but some people like to park closer towards Anderson City Hall and walk in because they feel like they get out faster. But you can do it either way. You can come in and park. The parking lots will fill up. Last year we had roughly about 15,000 people enter the fairgrounds and watch the country artist and then watch the fireworks, which goes off at 10 p.m. I think I forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's always a great time, though. And it's free, except, you have to have parking. And so $5 for parking. So $5 for a night of entertainment is wonderful.
Yeah, and I got to give a huge shout out. There's about 20 of us that are volunteers. None of us get paid. We work all year long to raise about $80,000, $80,000 to $90,000 to put on this show. And nobody really knows what goes on behind the scenes. With everything, everybody just thinks, well, there it is. It all just happened. But these 20 people are totally dedicated to the city of Anderson and the community and just love giving back to our citizens in Shasta County. And it's one way we can just do that. We do have some sponsors, of course. If you've heard our radio ad, we have some great sponsors, J.F. Shen. We got Sierra Pacific Foundation, McConnell Foundation, Wind River Resort and Casino. Those four great sponsors total about $20,000 that they give us, and then the other $60,000 we raise through a couple dinners that we put on during the year.
Wow. No cost to the citizens, a great 4th of July effort. This is great. I love it.
It's really cool. We've talked about this a lot as a group our portion of giving back. But a lot of our citizens could never afford to go to see a country artist like Mark Wills or Pam Tillis that came a few years ago.
Oh, I remember.
And it's our way of saying, hey, we're going to give this back to you and come and enjoy it. Have a good time. Bring your kids, bring your family, and just enjoy it. There's no alcohol sold at the event, so it's always very calm and fun. And
yeah, and don't bring alcohol in.
Yeah, you can't bring alcohol in either. We do not have an alcohol license. We don't do any of that.
Yeah.
So we don't allow that in, and we follow the fairgrounds rules. There's no ice chest that get to come in. But bring your lawn chairs and your blankets and sit out there and have a good time. We do allow each person to bring in one clear water bottle so that they stay hydrated. But the vendors are all there. They all have plenty of water and plenty of food.
Sure. It's a great way to start off the Independence Day weekend. We say 4th of July, but, I hope – so many times people go, oh, yeah, it's a four-day weekend and, all this. But really, in reality, this was the day we declared our independence, officially declared our independence from Great Britain. And it's such a big day. And, I hope that we continue to teach, in such a way that people realize what a great day this is and not get wrapped up in George Washington had slaves. And we forget what it took for this country to become free of the yoke of the King of England.
Right.
And never forget that, that we as citizens have these rights we enjoy today that we have prospered under today because of that battle back starting in 1776.
That's right. Never forget where we came from, and that's what this day and this weekend is really all about. Celebrating what we've freely been given and those that fought before us to get us to this day.
Well, I sure appreciate you calling in and telling everybody. And again, everybody, it's Anderson Explodes. It's tonight. You want to be there around, what did you say, around 6? And to get seats. And
absolutely.
Then you got vendors for food. You can't bring in alcohol. You can't bring in ice chest, but you can't bring in, water, bottled water.
Hey, if I could just throw this out there, too, I've seen a lot of things on Facebook, and I've actually been asked a few times, please do not bring your dogs. The fireworks night is not a place for your dog. Please, adhere to what's been put out there by Haven Humane, and that is leave your dog at home, leave the TV on, give them some white noise, because our animals really do, especially our dogs, really do get scared when The fireworks are going off. And the last thing we want is to have your dog run away, and so, or your pet. So please, please adhere to Haven Humane. You can look on their Facebook page or their website, and please adhere to what they've instructed people to look out for when it comes to your animals. And please take care of them. They love you as much as you love them, and today is not the day to take them out.
A huge thing. That's a huge thing. So thank you so much. Baron Browning, who is the man that ramrods this thing, that, you know what, we thank you so much for everything you do for our community.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, again, it's a team effort. We do this, the 20 of us do this together all year long, and I love and care about each and every one of them. So thanks for having us on, and thanks for allowing us to talk about this today.
You bet. Hey, Semper Fi, brother.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number and their individual fit technology they have on their beds when they have, which means is that there's 360 smart beds. As you move, it will adjust. The bed adjusts to your movements. And the best thing, of course, about Sleep Number, besides it being rated the number one mattress in the nation by J.D. Power, is that you don't have to compromise with your partner. No. If you want to have a 70 or a 80 firmness, so you can have that, and they can have a 30 or 40. It doesn't make any difference. Now, the only thing is like we've learned, is that when you take the bed apart and you move it around and everything, and you put it back together, which is very easy to do if you want to clean under the bed and all this, is to make sure that you've got the that if you've turned the bed, that you've got the hoses connected the correct way. Otherwise, when you push the button, that when I take Linda's mattress down to her side of the mattress down to 40, and mine stays at 70, that I'm sleeping at 40 and she's at 70. So it's one of those things that you just learn, but it's a lot, you know, it works so easily, but you sleep so well. Even though that the bed was at a 40 last night on my side, I still slept all through the night, slept right through Elk Killer wanting to get up. She went over and got Linda up to take her out, which I thought was a great idea. But Sleep Number, right now, you can save money on your Sleep Number, but if you go on into the Sleep Number store, you can enter a chance to win a Sleep Number 360 smart bed and a trip for two to the Super Bowl 54 in Miami. That's right. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store, say, hey, I would like to try out your beds, and I also like to enter for a chance to win a bed and a trip for two of us to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. So it could be you and me. Go to Miami. Oh, no. Linda, I'm sure, is not sitting here. Otherwise, she'd be patting me on the shoulder right now, telling me this is not going to work.
You upside down.
Well, it's just patting me on the shoulder, really. Hey, Sleep Number. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning. It's about 68 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we'll be right back after these messages.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Oh, beautiful, our heroes proved in liberating strife.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and the Debot. Linda's off this morning. Hey, Sue, as you noticed, the news wasn't Sue this morning. Sue said they will be off the rest of the week. So, and tomorrow, on Independence Day, we're granting independence to everybody for tomorrow.
Yay!
Yay! So it will be a best of, one of our best ofs. I think we're going to do the one about prepping for disasters. Is we had on a couple of weeks ago, that was back in June. It was just a great show with the Sheriff's Department about what to do in case of fires and what to do in keeping your family safe and having this stuff to go with you. Now, on Monday was the day that they started the new ammo sales. And there were all types of you have to show ID and you've got to have everything entered and all this. And there were, if you weren't entered, you're going to have problems. If you had bought a gun in the last 4 years, they're saying there's probably going to be problems also. And I was reading articles. It was taking people 40, 50 minutes to buy a box of ammunition and all this. So your intrepid reporter, Carl Bott, went out yesterday to three different places to buy ammo. The average of buying ammo at each one of these places came out to about 7 minutes to buy it. Now, I was pleasantly surprised to find out it worked at each place, but in each place had their own way of doing things. But the place that had the shop that I walked in, bought three boxes of ammo, and walked out in the shortest time was Bastiani Arms. 2 minutes and 32 seconds. Now, it offends me the fact that we have to, I have to go through a background investigation to buy ammo, but that's the law. But it took 2 minutes and 32 seconds. The longest was 10 minutes and 42 seconds. And I'm not going to mention where that is, except that it's a large store. and they have to do things differently. And now that had to, that also counted. They had to, after they get the information in, they ask you a couple questions. The question they're going to ask is what state you were born in. And here's the big thing, my friends. Make sure that your driver's license matches your DROS, because if it doesn't, then you're going to have to fill in that piece of paper, and it's going to cost you $19. But if you bought a gun in the last 4 years and your address matches the address you had when you bought the firearm, it's in and out. Now, the fact that it you have to do it, I find is kind of strange, because now I'm looking at the dealer's record of sale of ammunition. And, of course, it's got the purchaser ammunition information on it. And that, to me, makes, okay, you need to know who it is, that you've gone through the DROS, that it fills out all this paperwork, right? But why do they need the ammunition type? They wanted to know the caliber. They wanted to know who the manufacturer was. Now, there's like eight different things also in this little format that they could fill out: bullet type, bullet weight, usage type, primer type, quantity. They want to know how many rounds you bought too. The casing, the muzzle velocity, muzzle energy, and cost per round. Well, that's not filled out. That's not required. But they don't really need to know what kind of ammunition you're buying. They just need to know that you're legal to buy it. So why would they do that? Well, it could be that when you buy the ammunition and they see the type, the caliber you're buying, is that at some point they're going to go back and cross-check to see if you've got that type of pistol registered in your name. And if it's not, will they come down and say, or will they just say, nope, you don't have a pistol registered like that with that, you know, with that caliber? Or when they ask about how many rounds, will they say, and they want to know also, you can put in there why, you know, on your usage type, why are you buying the ammunition? Hunting, target shooting, competitive shooting, chasing.
We can't just practice and be good with our weapons.
No, that's part of it. It's training and practice is one of the usage types.
Yeah,
but they don't make you put
that's
that in
my
yet.
Frustration.
So the question is will they then start cross checking at some point to see if you're buying 9mm ammunition yet you don't have a 9mm pistol, and if you don't have a 9mm pistol and you can't buy ammunition for other people because that's the law, that they're just going to say, sorry, you can't buy 9mm ammunition unless you have a pistol like that.
I can't try my husband's gun.
You can try your husband's gun, but and I, you know, I think within the family you can give them up. I don't know, 500 rounds, but anyway. So this is what it is. It like I said, one place took me over 10 minutes to get it, and they weren't like they were not rushing. Obviously, they're talking to each other. The other place in town, it took about 7 minutes, but I think there was some training going on. But Bastiani's, like I said, 2 minutes and 32 seconds because they put a stop. They put a timer out there just to see, you know, and so you can get it through quick. Now, that was buying one type of ammunition, because they have to say you go in and you buy four different types of ammunition. Then they have to put in every brand of ammunition that you're buying. And so that would take probably, if you know, a couple more minutes to do. Anyway, that's what it is. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was able to buy it. I gave a different phone number for each place, a different phone number. And it made no difference. The big difference it makes is your address. Your street address has got to match it. So, beyond that, I was pleasantly surprised. Let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Hey, Carl, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, Carl, good morning. How are you guys?
We're fine. How are you?
Oh, just sitting here in my car getting ready to go punch a time clock for the state of California, so I've only got a couple of minutes. Anyway, I called and talked to Linda the other day and told her when I found out more, I'd call you guys back.
Okay.
That terrible tragedy with what happened to those Marines in Vermont, that I did a little Google search, and I came up with their website. It's called jarheads-mc.com, and that's all in small letters.
Uh-huh.
And the local coroner's office has released the names of the victims, so if you want to play around on that later to find out who's who, that's how to do that. There's a GoFundMe account for them to help defray funeral expenses, but with me not having a credit card, GoFundMe won't do business with me, so I may end up sending a money order or something to the club's address. It's P.O. Box 362 in Marlborough, Massachusetts, with a zip code of 01752.
And as for people that don't know what happened, this is a motorcycle club made up of Marines and their families. In fact, two wives were involved in this. They were on a run, which is just a ride. They were on a ride, and they were driving down the road, and a Ukrainian, a 23-year-old, and I'm saying Ukrainian because I'll get to that, crossed the road and hit them head on, killing 7, injuring, 12? They found out that the Ukrainian was driving, he had a commercial driver's license. They found out he shouldn't have it because he had already been arrested for DUI and several other things that had happened, with his license. And it was so egregious that the, director of motor vehicles licensing resigned, said, this comes back to me and I'm just resigning over this. So the guy should have never had the CDL to be pulling the – he was driving a one-ton truck, pulling a trailer. So, like I said, he came across the line, hit these people. He's been charged, I think, with vehicular homicide. Is that what you saw, Robert?
Yes, sir. It was something of – I believe it's called 7 counts of criminally negligent homicide. I don't know what the penalty is for it in that part of the world, so – I'd just say go find the Fox affiliate probably in Boston or someplace like that, and you could probably get some more updated intel than I have got. But as long as I've got you on the phone, I know this sounds like kind of a segue, but I was watching Huckabee about 3 weeks ago, and here's a blast from our past. Jennifer O'Neill, is she still alive and kicking? And she's doing a thing. She's got a horse therapy ranch near Nashville, Tennessee. She'll probably take on just about anybody, but her specialty right now is returning military veterans. And for anybody who's so inclined, the web address is hillenglade.org, and it's all small letters, H-I-L-L-E-N, glade, G-L-A-D-E.org. So go ahead and play around on that for a while and see what's what, and what the heck. If you got a bucket list thing in that part of the world, maybe you can make the side trip.
There you go. Jennifer O'Neill, an actress back
yeah,
in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, who still turns my knees to jello, even though she's in her 70s now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being in your 70s. So.
No, not at all. But I hate to sound generational, but she was one of my first older woman crushes when I saw her do her thing in the John Wayne movie Rio Lobo in the early 70s.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was a role for her there. Yeah. Cool.
Yep. Well, anyway, I got to get to work, so you guys keep up the good work and have a wonderful 4th of July and keep our troops in your prayers and hope they can come home safe to their families.
Yeah, we just lost another one last mm-hmm. week. Yeah. Okay, Robert, thanks a lot. Have a happy Independence Day.
Okay, you too. Right. Semper Fi. Hoorah.
Semper Fi. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Came by the other day, and very, very professional. Cody came through. Very professional at what he did, very friendly, fixed everything. You know, it turns out a couple of our air ducts had disattached themselves, if that's a word. And he went back and attached it, and gosh, there's more air flowing out. In fact, Elk Killer lays on the air conditioning vents on the floor, and she was elevating yesterday. She was like 3 inches off the floor. She seemed to be happy. But this is all from Alliance Heating and Air. Great people doing great work. Over 25 years in the community, voted best in the North State, a better known business. Got to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages with Michelle Irvine, Cascade Theater.
How to be a man. Don't take any lip. Raise up on a good book. Learned about the land. They grew what they ate. They didn't get it from Uncle Sam. It's time to take a stand. It's time to draw the line. You better bring yours when you come to take mine. So go and round up all them Yankee boys. Get ready for a fight. I'll round up all my rebel friends, meet you at the maze.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm on again. We were changing microphones around here. I was, you know, just doing a little preventive maintenance here in the studios after the mic dropped in my lap. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM of your talk radio. You know, this is all new stuff. This should not be happening. What, you know, what are the people doing in here at night? Good morning, everybody. 7:39 in the morning, and it is about, 70 degrees right now, going up into the 90s today, but it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a beautiful 4th of July for going out and watching all the fireworks. And tonight, Anderson explodes. Make sure you get down there. It's free. It's free. It's $5 for parking, but they have to do that so that they can have kids out there so everybody that gets in there can then get out instead of parking willy-nilly down at the Anderson Fairgrounds. 69 degrees, weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. And right now, BNT Satellite has got so many great deals. Find out how you can get $100 off just by walking in there. For first responders and military, that's active duty, reserve, veterans, can go on. They've got two great packages under the Stars and Stripes package. Save money, get extra things with your dish. But the only people doing this are our local dish guys, B&T Satellite. They're going to help you with that. Give them a call at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite. Okay. Hey, we're here with Michelle Irvine and from the Cascade Theater. And so, Michelle, a lot of things going on. First of all, I just need to say is that I went down to see Mamma Mia. Thoroughly enjoyed myself.
It was a lot of fun.
People seemed to really enjoy it in the audience. The choreography, I thought, was just dynamite. Not that the rest of the show wasn't, but I thought the choreography just stood out.
It did. It was somebody, you know, from out of the area who brought in some expertise from many, many years of training all over the country. And that's not something that we have access to all the time. So that was really special.
And I tell you what, he was a hoot.
Oh, yes. He's quite a character.
And, I mean, no, he was out. He came to see, he and your program or your director.
Regina, our producer, artistic director.
Came down to Wind River when Linda was singing. And they were there one night, and boy, did they have a good time. And I don't mean that in a bad sense, but they just, you know, they're just funny people. And he is, he was the cheerleader, the national cheerleader of the year, I think, for like 4 years or something like
that.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
I mean, he's a gymnast, and he's just got a personality that shines out there. So, and then he was sending stuff to his dad, and during the show, I mean, it was really kind of cute. So anyway, but the show itself was just outstanding. But that's to be kind of like, okay, you know what? Thanks, Carl. It was outstanding. But then again, everything we see down there is really good. Our local theater here at Cascade is just, you all stand out.
Well, everybody works really, really hard at it. There's a lot of dedicated people and a lot of really great local talent.
Yeah, but it's not just this one. I mean, you know, the Christmas program every year is a standout. And then the other ones that you've done, anything from Fiddler on the Roof to, what was it, Tarzan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Tarzan and,
Oliver.
Oliver. So, I mean, everything that you all do down there is just classic.
Well, thank you.
Well, I have to say that because a lot of times you hear other things. You know, it's when I try to take the time to tell people like they've done a good job, and you'd be surprised how many people just look at you when you say that and they go, you know, you're the first person that said that we do a good job. Not Cascade, because you hear it, I'm sure. But other places, especially if it's a government job, and they do something for you that's nice. I know it's occasional. I know people go, oh, no. My dealings with the FCC and several others have been so good that I try to point it out to people. I mean, I think you need to do that.
Well, you do, because too often all you hear is the negative stuff. People don't take the time to just call and say, hey, that was really great. They'll call up and complain about something.
Well, there's always something. I mean, really, there is always something to complain about. I mean, you can always find something wrong. But it's when you look at the overall, if you look at over the overall experience, how could it be bad? You know, you all have done so much in our community. You all being the Cascade Theater. I mean, you're an integral part of our community. And it's sometimes I find it unsettling that, you know, that people, oh, you know, I don't know if I'll go down there and I'll just watch TV when they can have for a decent price, a very fair price, come down and get a night of entertainment that you're not going to find on TV.
That's very true.
Oh, but you've got a bunch of things coming up. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. As soon as we get back from this break, Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. If you haven't seen their new branch, their opening of their main branch down at 192 Hartnell, you need to go in there and look at it. It is just beautiful. And you have to remember that this is community-oriented, community-run. This is a local bank, Cornerstone Community Bank. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, but go on down there and talk to the people. They're going to show you how you can move your dream forward. We'll be right back with Michelle Irvine of the Cascade Theater.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm not sure what that first thing was. It sounded like me on an early morning on a Monday.
That's Wally.
Oh, okay. Oh,
which is about what we're about to talk about next, right?
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has had Crackmaster Windshield Repair for over a quarter of a century. He's been repairing windshields for years, and he is a true professional. He's a veteran. He does what he says he's going to do. He guarantees his work for life. He'll take a look at your windshield. If he can fix it, he'll fix it. If he can, he'll send you on to a place that he trusts, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst. He can do it all. RVs, you get a little chip in your glass, you might want to go down and see Jeff right away so he can fix it before it ruins your whole trip. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. I'm here with Michelle Irvine from the Cascade Theater, the general manager, the boss, the one that signs the checks. Well, I don't know if you signed the checks, but okay.
No.
What do we got coming up here at the Cascade?
First thing we got coming up is free movies every Sunday in July. We've got a kids series We partner with First Five Shasta. They provide us with a grant to underwrite this program so that we can keep it free. Monsters, Inc. is this coming Sunday.
Okay.
And we have kids' activities and prizes. Turtle Bay is going to be there. Actually, Turtle Bay is sponsoring the activity. They have their Goosebumps thing on out at Turtle Bay. And so they're going to come and do a little portion of that during Monsters, Inc., the hour before the show.
Yeah, Goosebumps, the Science of Fear.
Yeah. So we thought that's kind of, ties in with Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
And Turtle Bay will be bringing some animals every Sunday as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
At?
Doors open at 2 for activities, and the film starts at 3.
Okay. Sounds like a good time.
It is. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people come out. I'm really glad that we're able to work with First Five.
Okay.
To continue to
Great.
Do that.
Okay. What else is coming up?
The next thing is Clay Walker on the 12th.
Oh.
We got country this summer.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, it just kind of worked out that way. Yeah, we've got Clay Walker and Joe Nichols, both in July. Joe Nichols is on the 19th.
Joe Nichols. He had a song, right?
Oh, yes, he did.
Tequila
makes her clothes fall off.
That's fine. See if you can find that one. Tequila makes my clothes fall off, or makes your clothes
makes
off.
Her clothes
makes
fall
her
off.
Clothes fall off. Now, this is a funny song, and when you listen to it, but you've gotten phone calls over this thing.
We have. People have been quite offended that we're promoting an artist whose song promotes rape. I never saw it that way. Maybe I'm dense. I don't know. But I saw it as kind of a fun, silly, which I think was more the intent of it. I certainly don't think that he is promoting rape or anything.
Isn't it weird? I mean, where we come to the fact that, a song that was written tongue-in-cheek. I mean, anybody knows that. It's a fun song, and people laugh and all this. And all the they ignore the rest of the body of his work that he does, and for this one somehow it's promoting rape. So I mean I'll probably catch all types over this one. But,
you probably
but,
will.
Here's the thing about it is that maybe being responsible so that if you drink that maybe you shouldn't drink so much tequila that your clothes fall off. I don't know. But to me, it was just a humor song. But I was totally surprised when I heard that.
Actually, I was too.
So anyway, when does he come so I can make sure I have a ticket?
He's on the 19th.
Friday,
July 19th.
July 19th, so I can get a ticket to go see it. I hope he plays it so we can all just sing along.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
Probably be picketed out in front. So,
gosh,
Does anything surprise you anymore?
Not much. Not much.
Do you get acts that have strange requests? I mean, you always hear the ones, but I just want green M&Ms. I heard that one of the Beach Boys one time wanted to have a specific type of chili, and so they got it, and sure enough, he ate it.
There are always special requests, certain things people want to drink or eat or...
I want a bottle of Jack in a shot glass.
Yeah, there's a couple, I'm trying to think. We had a guy that, very strict vegan, no meat allowed in the entire building, not even in the staff's lunches. And his crew would go around and search every refrigerator in the entire theater to make sure there was no meat in the building, or he would not perform.
Really?
Yeah, really. We had to cater food for the staff just to ensure that nobody brought any meat into the building.
So they had to eat outside then?
Eat out, or if people were eating in, yes, we had to provide vegan food for everybody.
Okay. Well, it's his way of spreading his own brand of hysteria.
Yeah. It's just, people who think that they have the right to impose that on everybody, I have a little issue with. But I don't fault them for their views or their feelings, but don't impose it on everybody.
That's right. You know what? You want to be vegan and you want to keep your surrounding area around you vegan? That's fine. I got no problem with that. You know, I mean, vegans, I know a lot of vegans that enjoy their lifestyle, but they don't get weird on you. I mean, they don't mind if there's people eating meat around them. So this was, I think, over the edge. So those are, who else do we have coming up here?
Let's see. Those are the
two big ones then.
The new Christie Minstrels, August 3rd. And then we have a return engagement of Menopause the Musical, August 14th and 15th.
A return engagement must have been a hit.
Show has been around a very long time, yeah. And it is a lot of fun. Yeah, they'll be doing two nights. I think it's like a Wednesday and a Thursday.
You know what? The new Christie Minstrels, those guys and girls have been around a long time. I remember them from the 60s. So obviously they probably change. They're interchangeable. It's just the name of the song or name of the group. But do they sing the same types of songs they had?
They do. Actually, it's the same. A lot of
really?
The same people. Yeah. Yeah. They actually are still out there. I actually talked to the guy. He called. They apparently had some issues with some manager or something, like stealing their stuff, and they went through a lot of legal stuff, and they're like back now with their own stuff, and it's all straightened out. So I personally had never heard of them, but they are apparently pretty well known around here.
So. The new Christian Minstrels, yeah, but that was before your time, and I kind of thought they dropped off. But obviously there's a lot of the older acts, though, that are coming back in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Cheap Trick is rolling in this weekend, and I mean, I can't even tell you a song that Cheap Trick did, but it, you know, I've always heard of the group, mm-hmm. and so here they're still touring.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So okay, so what do we have to look forward to? I mean, this is a great lineup here through August, and now have you started lining people up for next year too? Right.
We have. Our season was just announced, and we've got quite a few things. They're still booking things for after the first of the year. We're pretty right. solidly booked up through December.
Oh, okay. So anybody that we know of in November we've gone through August now.
Yeah. Well, we have one of the last things is that we have a Star Wars marathon. We actually were lucky enough to be able to squeeze that in. There's like a limited time. You have to do it before September, the 1st of September, I think.
Uh-huh.
But we've got the first three Star Wars movies.
Okay.
We'll be screening all day on Saturday. All three of them. You can get an all day pass or just, you know, pick one. So we're pretty excited about
that. Which Star Wars?
The original Star Wars.
4, 5, and 6, right?
The original.
Yeah,
they're called
4, 5, and 6, but it's the original Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And what day is that going to be?
That is the 24th.
Well, I'm going to have August the 24th.
Uh huh.
Okay, so I'm going to have to call Bob Belongi so he and Brenda can come down for that because yes. they are Star Wars aficionados and they moved to Oregon. I told them they moved too soon. So okay. Well, I tell you what. Michelle Irvine is with us from the Cascade Theater. Y'all have constantly produced great acts coming through here, and I know it's not easy to book a lot of acts, you know, for, you know, a smaller venue.
Well, and it's we're kind of off the beaten path where you consider where tours go. We catch people between, like, San Francisco, Sacramento, and, you know, Portland and Seattle. Sadly, people do not see Reading yet as a, you know, destination. We have to get them going or coming from one of the other bigger cities. So,
oh, but you do a great job at that.
We do. It's just, you know, people think that we can just go out and get whatever, but that's not the case. They have to already be in the area.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Michelle Irvine, Cascade Theater, thanks again for being with us this morning and
thank
for
you.
Everything you all do for our community. There's so many things. And have a wonderful Independence Day tomorrow and a nice weekend.
Certainly going to try. You too.
Okay, hey, we're going to be right back after these messages with Reading Police Department.
Drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't going to last too long. If the DJ puts Bon Jovi.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The acting Homeland Security Secretary ordering an investigation of a controversial Facebook page.
Kevin McAleenan ordering an immediate investigation and vowing that anyone who did anything to compromise the public's trust in law enforcement will be held accountable. McAleenan acting after ProPublica revealed the existence of a closed Facebook group where alleged current and former Border Patrol agents made racist comments, joked about the deaths of migrants, and made vulgar comments about Democrats in Congress. McAleenan says the comments don't represent the men and women of the Border Patrol.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. There will be no citizenship question on the 2020 census. Printing of census forms for next year's headcount has begun, with the Trump administration leaving out the controversial question.
The decision to move forward was somewhat surprising, since President Trump had indicated he would ask his attorneys about possibly delaying the census next spring. Trump floated the idea of delaying the census after the U.S. Supreme Court halted the addition of a citizenship question last week. The Census Bureau says printed postcards and letters will be sent out next March, reminding residents about the census. Most respondents are expected to answer the questionnaire by Internet. Mike Gracia, Washington.
It will be the show of a lifetime. That's what President Trump says about tomorrow's Independence Day celebration on the National Mall. Mr. Trump will be part of the festivities, addressing the nation from the Lincoln Memorial. The president of Iran says his country will enrich even more uranium. In his words, any amount we want, starting on Sunday. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 102 points. The S&P 500 index ahead 15, and the NASDAQ Composite Index currently up 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 877-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The United Nations says an airstrike that killed more than 44 migrants at a detention center outside Tripoli, Libya, clearly amounts to a war crime.
The detention center took a direct hit. 120 people, mostly African migrants, who'd been trying to get to Europe, were thought to be inside at the time. They were caught in the crossfire of Libya's latest civil war. The government in Tripoli is battling the forces of Khalifa Haftar, a warlord with his own self-styled Libyan National Army. The UN says it's unclear who was responsible, but again called for better protection of migrants in Libya and an end to the policy, backed by Europe, which sees migrants attempting to cross the Mediterranean return to Libyan shores.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville. One pro-democracy lawmaker who tried to stop Hong Kong protesters from breaking into the legislative building this week says China will likely use the vandalizing of the building as a reason to step up pressure on the Chinese territory. Townhall.com. There's a pre-election fraud warning from the government.
An election security official with the Department of Homeland Security Tuesday warned top state election officials nationwide to safeguard against fraudulent emails targeting state and local election workers. The emails appear as if they come from a legitimate source and contain links that, if clicked, can open up election data systems to manipulation or attacks.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. The Russian defense minister says some crew members did survive a deadly fire that killed 14 sailors on one of the Russian Navy's deep-sea research submersibles. The military chief doesn't say how many crew members were rescued from Monday's fire. Speaking today, he praised the vessel's crew for heroic action, saying they sacrificed their lives to rescue a civilian expert and save the ship after the fire broke out. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 96 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 3rd of July, the day before Independence Day, where we cast off the yoke of the British oppressors. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like for this weekend?
We're looking at 72 degrees and sunny, and if anybody knows Wally, that's funny. 72 degrees and sunny right now, with a high of 94 today, low of 65 tonight. We're looking to increase until the first part of the weekend. Saturday will be in triple digits. Sunday we're going to drop down a little bit with a little bit of cloud cover. Monday's going to be our coolest day, and then we're headed back up to 105 next week.
Okay. Well, weather's going to be great for this weekend.
Should be really, really nice. Make sure you hydrate when you go out and watch the fireworks, because it still will be a little warm. We're looking at high of 94 today, so
it'll cool off a little bit tonight. Yeah. And weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And tonight, Anderson Explodes. Get down there around 6 o'clock tonight and bring your chairs and your blankies if you want to get out on the grass. You cannot bring coolers in. There's a non-alcohol event. And please, 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 please don't bring your dogs. You know, some people for some reason want to bring their dogs, and this is just not good for dogs, the explosives like that and the explosions in the air. The rocket's red glare does not impress your dog. It just scares them. And then tomorrow night down at the Civic, same thing. Get on down there, vendors, music. They got the whole enchilada down there, too, at the Civic Center out there in front. You can join a couple thousand of your best friends. But even better, you go to the Colt 45s game, and I'm giving away four tickets to the Colt 45s game right now at 605-4567. And go on down to the 4th of July game with the Colt 45s. And they're going to start tomorrow night at 6 p.m., an hour early. And then after you finish, go back out, get your blankies and your lawn chairs and go out and sit in the outfield, and you can watch the fireworks display from right there. They're going to be playing the music so that you're going to be hearing everything. It's all set. And when you're finished, you're not going to have to fight your way out of the Civic, even though that the Civic usually is pretty fast getting out there. So all those things are going on for today and tomorrow. Now, we're sitting here with Captain Bill Schuler. Good morning.
Good morning,
Captain. You, of course, are RPD, and you tell people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I began my career here in 1994, April of 94. I've originally grew up in Oregon. I moved to California in 93 and was hired right after the academy in 94. So this is the only department I've ever worked at. I was hired by Bob Blankenship and have been here ever since.
What made you get into police work?
It's interesting. I actually went to college to be an electrical engineer. That didn't work out so well for me. It just turned out not to be what I wanted to do, and I ended up getting working with some or I had some friends who were in law enforcement. So I ran some ride-alongs, learned a little bit about it, went back to school so I could learn about police work in general, and fell in love with it, and that's how I ended up doing what I'm doing today. And after a little over 25 years, I still enjoy it. I don't really do police work anymore. I'm in more of an administrator, but I still love the job and love the community, and I'm looking forward to staying here for several more years.
Well, let's just throw this out, that you have applied for the job. As everybody knows, Roger Moore is hanging up his gun belt here in September or October?
October 4th.
October 4th. And you've applied for that position.
I have.
The, people, and we talked about this earlier, there's no surprises here for, ambush people. The length of time, police chiefs, you said something that I had no idea, that the average length of a police chief in California is?
Between 2.5 and 3 years.
2.5 and 3 years.
Yeah.
But you've offered more.
Yeah, It is a stressful job, especially in California, with a political climate. But I, like I said, I started a little late. I was 25 years old when I started, or just after my 24th birthday. Mm-hmm. And so I still have some time to give, and I plan on being here for about another 5 years. So that's my plan.
Okay. You know, and, you know, this is the thing is, you said something that I think is very important, the political atmosphere. Not so much in Reading as it is at the state level, but that impacts on us here.
Right. It's what's happening in Sacramento is having a dramatic effect on Reading and every community in the state of California. You know, we've talked about this before, but Prop 47, 57, AB 109, all of those things have had a dramatic impact on our city and our county, and we have not been able to catch up. So other counties that have large custodial facilities and a larger population percentage of, how do I word this correctly, good guys versus bad guys, right?
We see it every day.
They don't see the same impact that we do here locally. And so those state decisions that are made in those bigger cities, they affect us differently.
Well, that's a good point, because if you're in L.A., you've got their jail has, I mean, capacity. But I know you talk to other people around. Alameda's got all these spots open.
Right.
And yet, and L.A. has, do they have spots open down there? Or are they pretty much filled up?
I do not know, to be honest, but mm-hmm. just doing the old, my guess would be they're probably close to full or at capacity all the time.
And they had somebody I heard it's been sentenced to 40 years. In the L.A. County Jail.
Yes.
How can that be?
It's AB 109. It's changing the where we put people.
Where to put them.
The prisons are no longer full, and people are not going to prison for the crimes they used to go to prison for.
And they punish us if we send a person to prison. From what I understand, if we send people to prison, it means that our programs out here are failing, and they give us less money back.
So that's correct, in somebody that's on post-release community supervision, yes.
You know what? This is just – this state – you know what? If I had a farm, you're locked in. I have a radio station. It's not like you could pick up your radio station and move it to another place. Not that – you know, we like Reading. We really like Reading. But some of the things that come out, like this ammo bill, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a few minutes – the new ammo bills and these others. But, you know, something I saw up in Portland, I'd just like to get your take on this. Antifa has, I know you probably don't talk to the police up there, but I know you follow it. It seems like Antifa takes over the streets anytime they want to up in this town. And this is a major city.
Yeah. Antifa can be a real problem, and if you let that type of mentality grow in a community, it becomes harder and harder to stop. So we have to look locally. If issues like that start to rear their ugly head, we deal with those quickly and don't let those propagate our community.
I remember the MoveOn.org movement that was going on. That was some violence in that we had a MoveOn.org group here, but it was like five people.
Sure.
And they weren't mean. They were just, part of the organization. So I don't know. When I see things like that, and then it just is another reason why it's so good to live in this town.
Yeah, I think we get along generally very well in this community, even with the differing points of view. Everyone has their First Amendment right. You'll see protests occasionally. Some people honk, some people wave. We don't have the issues that other cities, even in California areas, or the other communities have. So we're lucky here.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're here with Captain Bill Schuler. I want to talk to you about the things that we're going to be facing in this next year that whoever, is the police chief is going to have right on their plate as soon as they swear them, as soon as they're sworn in. This portion of the show, and speaking of independence, Bastiani Arms, Second Amendment. Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. I went there yesterday because I wanted to try out the new ammo buying techniques that I was reading about in the paper. It was taking 40, 50 minutes in some places down in Southern California and down in Sacramento. It took me all of 2 minutes and 32 seconds to buy 3 boxes of ammunition. There are some things, of course, that, as John says, he says, why should it take you the extra 2 minutes? Because of the paperwork. And the things, the questions they had on it, we talked about earlier today, the questions they have on it, like, you know, they have who you are, but then they have underneath that, the next group is what kind of ammunition you're buying. So that's kind of, that kind of makes me perk up my antennas, wondering why they want to know that. So, and try not to be paranoid about it. But Bastiani Arms, the only place I buy firearms is from Bastiani Arms. Prides himself on customer service and always having what they need at very fair prices. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages with Captain Bill Shuler.
Keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. Well, we might as well give up and run if we let them take our God and gun.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance, Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
If we catch a criminal, when we catch a criminal, there's nothing we can do but play cops and robbers.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we gave away those four tickets to Dolores Lucero for those tickets are good for any game this season. We're going on through the 3rd of August. So anytime if you can't make it, can't use all four tickets tomorrow night, you can use the rest of them anytime this season. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Captain Bill Schuler of the Reading Police Department, and as I asked, and as Captain Schuler said, he has put his hat in the ring for, or he's applied for the job as Chief of Police here in Reading, and we talked a little bit about this. He's got, how many years you have in now?
Just over 25.
Just over 25, but he said that he'll be up in here up to 5 years. So, and I think that a lot of people, it's concerning, you know, that even though that the average for a police chief in California is only is 3 years or less. So
yeah, I would have loved for Roger to stay longer. He's been a great chief, and I've worked with him for almost 25 years, so we know each other very well. And I had hoped we'd walk out the door together, but he is he's served a long time and he's ready to go, and I congratulate him for that. And so it's my time to step up and take up the challenge.
There you go. Now, what's the next police chief going to be facing?
Well, a lot of it's the same. So the things that are that everyone sees every day driving down the road, the homelessness, the in-your-face homelessness, and the crime related to that, we're going to continue to have our same, barring a sales tax increase, we're going to continue to have our same staffing issues. We're dealing with an aging fleet. We have...
I thought we've been replacing those. I see a lot of. I thought I saw a lot of the, you know, the four wheel drives out here.
Yeah, we are slowly doing that, but we went so far behind after the 2008 recession.
Right.
We have had to try and catch up, and so we're catching up, but we still have vehicles that are 2011, 2010 Crown okay. Victorias. That need to be replaced in our patrol fleet, and then our investigations and administrative cars are all very old. So we're working on some creative solutions. It actually will probably go to council later this actually we're going to miss this month, so we're going to do the first meeting in August. We're hopeful, but we're looking at a leasing option through Enterprise Fleet to do our administrative and detective cars and replace those and lease them, reducing our maintenance costs. It's a significant savings for us. And we modeled it. We actually learned about it from Chief Johnson and Anderson. They started using it. They're using it for their entire fleet. We're going to start small and just do our unmarked cars. And then may progress from there depending on how it works. But other counties have done it, cities and counties. And Kern County won an award, actually, for how much money they saved their general fund budget on this leasing option. So We're going to jump in that. It has not gone to council yet. We still need their approval, but we'll be doing that in August.
How much money are you talking about saving then?
Initially, just rough numbers is about $100,000. This is a very conservative estimate that they gave us, but $100,000 over 10 years. But that money, that will grow because what happens is you keep these vehicles for less time, 3 to 5 years, and then they – Enterprise sells them, and you reap the profits, and it goes back into your program. So your program grows over time.
Okay.
And
that
we,
sounds like a cool. That it, sounds like a good deal.
It saved Kern County several million dollars a year, and that's why they won that award. We're a much smaller department, and we're going to start small. So depending on how it works, we'll.
We'd like to. Wouldn't that be great if it comes up to the cost of a policeman, just on that one thing?
Absolutely, or yeah,
community service officer,
something.
Yeah,
yes.
Like that. Okay, you said it. They're in our face. We were just had Rick Bassetti on yesterday, and South City Park is cleaned up. They don't have problems down there.
Well, they have a big fence.
Well, I understand that. And that was going to be another question at the library. We had a shooting at the library and a stabbing.
Sure.
On the library ground.
Yes, we did.
I know this bothers you all.
Yeah, I mean, I drive by it every day on the way to work. I see the group of homeless or, setting up outside out there next to the fenced area, right where we put
the,
or
the hibachi was my favorite one. You've seen the guy with the hibachi?
No, I have not seen
it. Oh, yeah, he had a hibachi and he had it, you know, it's cooking for people out there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't mind if they're not committing crimes. I mean, that's their right to be there. It's a public space. We do enforce it at night, and so we enforce the camping ordinance and the park hours ordinance at night, so they do leave, but they come back very early in the morning, and they're there all day.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to find something creative to try and help address that issue and the crime associated with that.
The shooting. It just was, I mean, to me, and it didn't seem like people got too excited about that. Well, for some reason, I got excited about it because here's a shooting at our library. Yeah, it was a gang member, but still, shooting at the library. I mean, kids walking through there and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was outside the library, but yeah, it was on the property, and it was a gang-related incident, isolated. Hopefully, and we have not seen that before, so hopefully that is
a one-time, but still, I still hear from people that the library says, oh, no, you know, 80% of our people feel safe. And I'm thinking, well, I would think, you know, I had one of the other people comment and said, well, I think 100% of the people should feel safe going into the library.
Absolutely. Yeah. We want it to be a safe place for children, safe place for anybody to go to. So,
yeah.
We'll keep working on that.
Again, we go back into some of the things that we're going to be talking about. But let's go to the phones first. Ida, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on live.
Okay, great. My question is, I was listening to Mayor Winter on her, the Mayor's Minute the other day, and she had stated that there were a couple of new CSOs and a new hire that were going to deal with illegal camping. I'm wondering if you could confirm that, since she didn't seem to be aware that Bob Brennan had retired.
Yeah, so...
Thank you, Ida.
Bob did retire last month. His last day was June 28th. And he leaves us after a long, dedicated service to our community. So he's going to be hard to replace. But we are actively working on that, and we have an existing position, Lynn Harriet, already in place doing that same work. So because we have two, one of them is staffed by our public work. Actually, they're both almost 100% staffed by our public works department. So we are actively replacing him. We did get a total of 4 patrol CSOs now. We have 2 that are being hired, or were just hired, and we'll start training shortly.
Now, you say 4 new ones?
Yeah.
Or so, just how many total do we have now?
So we have 8 total.
And we used to have?
We used to have 15.
Okay.
So we have 8 total now, but 4 will be assigned to patrol. And I'm with our new Spillman, our new records management system, we're working on reassigning one of those CSO duties, that's the court officer, back to our more records function as we automate that process more. And that will add a 5th body, a 5th CSO back to patrol. So it'll be 2 on every shift. Actually, we'll have a total of 6 when we bring her back. We'll have 2 on every shift, so 2 during the day, 2 on swings. And then on the weekends, we'll have 2 as well. So it really increased.
My only face-to-face with besides the ticket I got for being on the phone for a very important business from one of your traffic officers, was a CSO. Back then, we had CSOs, and we lost, I think, almost all of them.
Right,
there,
we did.
During that one time. So the CSO is a person that interacts with the community. It takes a big burden off you all.
Yes, they do. They handle all of that low level.
In this case, it was a sideswipe. Somebody sideswiped my wife.
Right. And that's one of the things that we've had to cut back on, is dealing with traffic accidents and handling those and being that facilitating those information exchanges and investigating those cases. We had to cut back on those as our staffing went down. So that's one thing that I find, you know, I always look at it, my daughter drives. She's a 16-year-old girl driving around town. And if she was to get in a traffic collision, would I want a police officer or a CSO there to try and help her navigate that process. And I would. So at some point, as our staffing, as our CSOs continue to grow, we want to be able to be more responsive to the needs of the community in those areas in traffic collisions.
Okay, last question before the break. Do 16-year-old daughters of potential police chiefs ever get tickets?
If my daughter got a ticket, she'd be in big trouble.
A little humor there.
She's yeah. never been pulled over, and she better not be. In fact, her punishment would be far worse than most people.
Gee, let me see. That's a $200 fine, honey, so you're going to be restricted for 200 days.
Exactly.
That's what my dad did to me one time. Hey, it's 8:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. It's 72 degrees out there, going up to about 93 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Maxwell Insurance is bringing us this portion of the show. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people. Judy has been helping people brilliantly since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. But you can give her a call at 221-0441. She handles our life insurance, and we're very, very happy with that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Captain Bill Shuler. And, Nick, we'll get to you as soon as the break's over.
Sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. A feeling of in the back of a cop car.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM right here on your radio dials. It's the day before Independence Day, July 4th, and the temperature out there right now is 74 degrees. It's going up to 92 today. Beautiful day, and it's tonight. Go out to Anderson Explodes, get out there around 6 p.m. so you can get parking and all that and get ready for a great, great show. And then tomorrow night, down at the Civic for Independence Day celebration. Get down there about the same time. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop gives great haircuts. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call for an appointment at 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop. So just want to remind everybody about all the things that are going on, and also the fact is, if for the 4th of July, I'm here with Captain Bill Schuler from the Reading Police Department. Is there heightened responses out there on these types of holidays, or do you, do you put on extra people or things like this?
We do have what we call a red letter day, which means that there are no one can take a day off today on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Mostly it's due to the Freedom Fest because of the staffing levels of the folks that we put down there.
Okay. Well, I mean, the crimes go up on 4th of July? Not necessarily.
No. Yeah, not around here.
Yeah, not around here. It's probably the other place.
Our biggest issue on 4th of July is fireworks and the potential for starting a wildfire.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, but let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Do you have a question for Captain Schuler?
More of a comment. I found what you guys were talking about, the shooting down at the library, misleading in your statements. The record searchlight had a picture of that guy that did the shooting. He was going up and down the aisles at the library looking for his victim. So the fact is he just caught up with the guy outside. Luckily, he didn't catch up with him inside because the shooting might have gone on inside. And then when you say that it was gang-related, that automatically makes people think, you know, it's a bunch of young people. And this guy was actually in excess of 50 years old. I read in a paper where there was a fellow called Mort Miller that was relocated to our area here through FEMA because of a fire. And he was picked up for possession of collapsible baton, methamphetamine, I don't know, a gun and other things. He was an AB 109 parolee. And I can't help but think when you've got a 50-year-old gang member here in Reading doing some shooting that he's imported also. Got any comment for that?
Yeah, I don't. Off the top of my head, I would have to find out. I do not know if he was local, born and raised here. But, yes, he is a former gang member. We do have those in our community that are gang members either in prison or were gang members at one time, but we don't have the active gang member component of our community that we used to have back in the 90s.
I'm wondering how many of these criminals are imported to our area. You know, it seems like we've got all we need.
Yeah, I would agree. We don't have the alleged white van of criminals being dropped off in our community that is in social media sometimes. So we do track every offender that comes into our community that is paroled here, but for the most part, I would say closer to 90%, the folks that are paroled here or on AB 109, post-release community supervision, were here beforehand and are coming back here. That's
the vast majority of it. Okay.
Well, you know, when you mentioned the supposedly white van that's dropping off parolees, I beg to differ. They might not be parolees, but they're certainly dropping off mentally ill, homeless, and derelicts, and it might not be a white van, but I'm on the streets of Reading every day, and I see new people every week. They're new here, and actually, Mike Johnson, the police chief of Anderson, acknowledged that he talked to a community leader of a different community that acknowledged that yes, they send people to Reading.
Okay. I mean, you know what? I don't doubt that, Nick. And I would imagine we do see new people all the time. But Captain Schuler, I mean,
yeah, I can't imagine that there are people in other communities saying, "Hey, go to Reading, get out of our community, go up to Reading." I'm sure that happens. I tell people to go to Anderson all the time, just to get Mike Johnson a bad time. But as far as that mysterious white van that we've all heard of, I've had the same conversation with Tom Pasenko, with the sheriff. That's never been proven. We've never found that. We've never seen it. My officers have never seen that either.
Yo.
We got to get moving, man.
You tired of me already?
No, I love you, man. We'll have you back
have
on again.
Day.
All right. Thanks a lot.
No.
Thanks, Nick.
Hey, Nick's heart is in the right place. He just,
sure.
He is a community activist who, in the best sense of it, that he is constantly seeing things. But the idea of having new faces on the street, of course, I'm not on the street all the time like he is, but I go down to the post office every day. I see the same group, but now I'm seeing a couple of new ones in there that I haven't seen before. So, I'm just kind of, but I don't, maybe they've just moved from one side of the town to the other.
Well, like any community, you have people coming and going.
And it is down by the bus station.
Yeah, it's down by the bus station. There's both Amtrak and Rabbit down there. So you do see that. And anywhere you go in the state, you'll see transient folks coming and going from a community. So we do have that here. But I don't see – our officers aren't seeing on a every other Thursday 10 new homeless folks just showed up into mm-hmm. town. That doesn't happen. People trickle in, people trickle out, they come and go, but nothing, no evidence of the mysterious white van.
So one of the things then, let's go back to this. Some of the things the next police chief is going to have to handle, you said one was the aging fleet, getting more community service officers out there. What other things?
Well, it all comes down to staffing. So we continue to want to grow our department to help this community as the best way we can and using our resources appropriately. So we've looked for grants. We've worked with other city departments to, for example, our homeless outreach officer, our two community work program officers, things that we can do to target the issues that are occurring in our community. I would love to increase our traffic unit and get back to enforcing traffic because one of the major complaints we receive all the time is some of the drivers are in this community. And we have two motorcycle officers currently working in our city. In a city of 60 square miles, that's 30 miles per traffic officer at the time. So it's hard for us to keep up. So that's someplace I would like to grow. We're going to continue to deal with the jail capacity issues and where we put the criminal element in our community, the folks that are out committing crimes. And we'll keep working on all of those things.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And here's what I want to talk about when we get back. All these rules. This one about reasonable officer do versus the, what was the word they used?
Necessary.
Reasonable versus necessary. That was kind of watered down. Otherwise, it could have led to a lot of bigger problems.
Sure.
The problems that all police agencies in California and maybe throughout the United States are having in recruiting and, recruiting good officers. Could you address that when we get back?
Sure. Love to.
Okay. 8:43 in the morning. It's 76 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to 92 today. With a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals and their emergency room. You can get in and get out of their emergency room. You'll be seen in 30 minutes or less. That's their guarantee. And you'll be seen by a physician or a physician's assistant there. They want to help people in pain right away. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And I have four more tickets for the Colt 45s. You can use them tomorrow or you can use them anytime during the season, but I have to tell everybody you got to pick up your tickets today because tomorrow's Independence Day and KCNR, Free Fire Media, is going to be shut down so we can enjoy our independence. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It's a portion of the show brought to you for Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Second Amendment, Independence Day tomorrow, even though that the state of California keeps putting more and more restrictions on us every time they get a chance. The Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company, maybe even the in the whole state. And, well, it is in the whole state. Over 42 counties they teach in. Everything from your basic concealed carry to advanced pistol to rifle to unarmed combat. All of that there at NFI. Learn more at usgunpro.com. I'm here with Captain Bill Shuler from the Radiant Police Department. And I'll just say, you know, we've talked about already that Captain Shuler has put his name in for the police chief position that Roger Moore will be vacating here in October. Roger's done a great job, and but he's moving on. And the Captain Shuler here has been with the department for 25 years, but is looking to provide another 4 to 5 years with us if he is so selected to be the police chief. Now, one of the things that I read about and talk to people is that with all the things going on in the state of California and the media and all this, that it's difficult to recruit officers for any of the agencies. Is this a exaggeration from the media?
No, it's absolutely true. We're constantly dealing with recruiting issues. It's just one of those things. You've got pension reform, which is a hot button topic, and then you have what's going on in the media with law enforcement and how the job doesn't have the same it just doesn't have the same appeal as it used to. We're looking, and our standards are high in Reading. They always have been. They've been that way for a long time, and we want to continue that standard, so we're not willing to compromise. So we're looking for educated, intelligent, I call them kids because I am 50 years old now, that have roots here, were grown here, that have reasons to want to come home. And so recruiting is always going to be a challenge, at least until the pension reform kind of has a balance. And so you're not looking at people leaving what they have in their community to come, or their agency to come up here. So as far as our current staffing now, we used to try and work towards just lateral hires, try and pulling officers from other departments. And that is hard to find, not just for us, it's for every agency. So we've now moved to a new model.
And that's because if they leave your agency and they're under the old retirement system, then they have to come under the new retirement system.
Correct.
So that will cost them X amount of dollars.
It can cost them money. It'll cost them time.
Yeah.
For a lateral officer from another agency, it'll add additional 5 years onto their career.
Right.
Which may not seem like much to most of us, but when you're in your 50s pushing a patrol car around and fighting with parolees that are half your age, that becomes an issue.
So who have no problem fighting with you because they don't think there's going to be any restrictions.
Right. There's not going to be any consequences. So.
Okay.
So to go back, we're doing a couple of things. We've changed our Explorer program model to work towards raising kids that want to be law enforcement officers in our community from the time they're 15 years old and start giving them that training now. Same with our cadets. We've changed their roles and responsibilities to be more field work related. So they're out helping our officers, filling in for those positions to give them more free time, but they're also learning. A lot of these cadets are in college at Shasta College, and they're working towards a law enforcement career, so we want to expose them to as much as possible. And it helps. It does twofold. One, it helps us understand how good of an officer they may be and if we want to hire them and push them through an academy. And two, it helps them learn what the career is about, and they make a decision personally if it's right for them.
This is a big decision for people.
I've
known law enforcement people that came from law enforcement families that pulled the plug after, like, 15 years, 12 to 15 years. I mean, they're just said, you know what? It's changed. It's changed too much.
Yeah, and it's a violent profession. And so you have to be willing to put yourself, your life on the line. And we have a lot of officers that are injured due to having to fight with criminals.
It's like 10%. I mean, that's kind of the average, isn't it?
The average is 10 up to 20%. I looked before I came in today, and I think I have somewhere around 8 officers in patrol that are injured currently. So 8 out of 50. So
8 out of 50 have been injured.
Are injured currently and off.
Well, that's a high percentage.
It is.
I hurt my back over the weekend. This is stuff like fighting some 16 or 17 year old that's high, you know, that wants to dislocate your knee.
It's back, shoulders, necks, all of knees, all of those, all related to related to some sort of fight or some sort of trauma.
If you were talking to a young man or woman right now, how would you tell them about why they should join the police department?
Well, it is a very rewarding career. It goes back to, I mean, when I got into the business, is you want to help people. You want to be part of your community. It's exciting. There are times when it's very exciting. You're out doing good work. You're trying to help people. And so it is a great career. It has, even with PERS reform with PEPRA, there is still a good retirement. And you can have a very good career with lots of opportunity to do different things. So our department's lucky that we have the size that you have other options. You can be a motor officer, a detective, you can be in SWAT, all of these things that make the career very fun. You know, sometimes you get stuck in a career and you'll do 40 years or 30 years of the exact same thing every day.
I can't imagine that.
And police work is not like that.
I can't imagine that.
Every day is different. Every day is a challenge. And then when you get bored being in, pushing a patrol car around, you try and position yourself to go in detectives for another 4 or 5 years. And maybe you want to be a motor officer or a canine handler and work with dogs. All of these things, train new officers. You have so many options and opportunities in this career that you don't in a lot of others that make it still very satisfying.
Plus, you get to drive around fast with lights on and sirens.
That is fun, but for an administrator like me, that's when I always get my hackles up and I start getting nervous when I hear that happen.
When you hear that happen, because you guys may be out in danger.
Well, yeah, they're in danger, and the liability bell starts ringing in my ears. So we are always weighing those decisions very carefully.
I love watching these police movies where they destroy half of New York when they're chasing somebody. And the only one time this guy comes on, he goes, millions of dollars of damage you guys caused today.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get that phone call from the city manager if we did something like that.
Does that happen very much? I mean,
no, rarely is there any kind of significant damage. And we, like I said, we always weigh what the benefit of getting the violator is or the whoever that is with the risk to the community. So anytime that that balance gets heavier to one side or the other, we'll just stop those.
You'll stop the pursuit.
We'll stop it. And our officers are very good about that. We beat this, I say beat this into them, but we put this in their head early on in the training process so that they know that when they're out there, they should be canceling these pursuits as soon as they see a risk.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is for somebody you're chasing for something that they think it's, for a busted taillight crashes into somebody.
Right. And usually someone's running from a busted taillight because they have some other crime associated with it. But we don't know that necessarily at the time. So we have to go with the information we have at that very moment.
How are your officers treated by the citizens of Renner?
You know, they're treated very well. In this community... In fact, we have laterals come up from other communities or officers from other communities looking to come here and go on a ride along. And they always, the reoccurring comment is we get a wave with a full hand instead of a one-fingered wave as a police officer here. And the community overall supports us very well.
I pulled up next to an officer yesterday and he was kind of sitting there looking at that 1,000-yard stare. And I went, bad day? He goes, oh no, end of shift.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot to be proud of our police department, and the city does support you. The vast majority of the city does support you. I think they realize what a tough job you have. We do need more policemen. We do need more places to put these bad guys. I'd love to see a misdemeanor detention area for like 200 people somehow that we could just put it in there and see how much the problems would drop if we had that.
Well, yeah, a low-level detention center would be a game changer for our community.
Okay.
We have a recurring small population of minor criminal element that if we could incarcerate them and get them drug treatment and things that they need to move forward with their lives and get them off the street, it would be a game changer.
And let's just remember, everybody, the police can't do that. That's not their job. They get them off the street, but we have to have a facility. We need a facility, at least 200 beds, probably more, to get those off the street, and we'd watch our crime drop probably dramatically, if we could do that. And like Captain Bill Shuler said, it gets them the treatment that they need.
Right. So collaborative process.
You know, Captain Shuler, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
And a lot of stuff going on in our community. I want to remind everybody, Anderson Explodes tonight. It's free. Head on down there, $5 for parking. Tomorrow night, of course, is the Civic for the Independence Day celebration. Have a great time. Take your dogs, put them inside the house if you're going to be gone. Turn on the TV set. because with the explosions going off, they have a tendency to run. And Friday is the biggest day at Haven Humane where people have to come back and pick up their animals. Have a great, great, great 4th of July. And be careful out there, and we'll see you real soon. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
And I won't back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life.